Allah Ta'ala had sent wahi to one Nabi and told him that the first thing you see tomorrow, you must eat it. And after that, the next thing you see, you must bury it. And after that, the third thing you see, you must give it protection. And after that, the next thing you see, you must fulfill its need. And the thing you see after that, you must run away from that. So the Nabi got up in the morning. The first thing he saw was a mountain. Said, Allah gave me hukam to eat the mountain. How am I going to eat the mountain? But it's Allah's command. The first thing you see, you must eat. So he went towards the mountain and he opened his mouth. Allah made the mountain become smaller and smaller until it became like little honey, a spoon or spoonful of honey or something like that. And he ate it, very sweet, he enjoyed it. After that, he saw gold in a tray. Allah said, you must bury it. So he buried it, he went on his way, he finished burying it. When he looked back, he saw it's back on the surface of the ground. He went back to bury it again. Two or three times, it's coming out all the time. So then he said, I did my job. I was told to bury it. He buried it and it's done. He went on further. He saw that there was a bird. And the bird told the Nabi that a vulture, a bird that eats birds, it wants to eat me, give me protection. So he gave the bird protection. Then that vulture came and said, what was supposed to be my rosy, which I was going after my prey, you gave it protection, and now my rosy, you make intizam for it now, because you gave protection to what my rosy was supposed to be. So he cut a piece of meat from his thigh, and he gave it to the vulture. Eat this. This is your rosy. After that, he saw a dead body, and he was told to run away from it. So he ran away from it. That night he made dua to Allah. Ya Allah, all this, I don't understand all this. Show me the wisdom, the hikmat. What is all this? So Allah Ta'ala said that mountain is like anger. The anger is such a thing that looks like a whole mountain to a person. And he can't eat it. But if you will eat your hunger, your anger, it will come down. If you just, this is what is called tarbiyat, this is what is called tazkiyah, to learn to control. Anger looks like a mountain, a person. Many people, they say, I just can't control. When I get angry, then I just can't control myself. So if we do this, then that mountain will become like honey. If a person controls his hunger, anger, then he will get the sweet honey to eat. Any person who controls his anger, that is in this world, Qiyamah day, a person who controls his anger, what then, what won't Allah give that person? So that is one thing. The second thing, that the tray with the gold in it, that Allah Ta'ala told, is whatever amal a person does with ikhlas. So with ikhlas you do it, you try and hide it. No matter how much you hide it, Allah will make it known. You try and hide it 3 times, 10 times, Allah will make it known. So ikhlas is important. And we read so many instances that person, Buzurg or a Nabi or any other great person, he did this amal and there was no one there. Allah makes it known. Right? Those three people in the cave, Allah made it known. All this, so a person who does his amal with ikhlas, Allah will make it known. And then your amal is qabool if you did it with ikhlas. The third thing, when somebody's amanat and somebody wants protection, help the person. Give the person the protection. The bird that came, and now you didn't give the bird to the vulture, but you protected it. So you always do that also. That give protection, and the amanat you have got, look after the amanat. Whatever amanat you have got, look after it properly. And this, that you gave your piece of flesh from your thigh, anyone comes with his need to you, fulfill that person's need. Even if you have to suffer. May Allah bless us with this. We don't even speak about it. We are even frightened to speak that people who come for their necessities, we should try and fulfill their necessities. And this was the life of the Anbiya. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to go out of his way to fulfill the needs of people. Hazrat Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu, most probably it was in Fazail Ramadan we read, he was in Etikaf, and when somebody came with his meat, he like sort of forgot his Etikaf, explanations are given, but he went and fulfilled the need, and we are very weak in this also. And how many times if somebody else wants to help somebody, we tell him, what you helping that person? Don't help that person. So this is also very important. And the fifth thing, a dead body you see, you must run away. That is, if people are making ghibat. The ghibat is like eating the dead flesh of your brother. So if you see them eating, making ghibat, run away from them. One great buzurg written that he was sitting in a masjid and people started making ghibat. So he stopped them and he went away from there. Just turned away from them. They stopped, but ghibat also is such a thing. That biting, it pokes you. Mm. Until you don't say what you have to say, you don't get, you're not satisfied. It comes back again and you try and say it. In fact, some ulama have said, which Allah forgive us and guide us, that many times we say it's haram, it's not right, it's not good to make ghibat of somebody. But, some ulama give the fatwa that you go out of iman. Because now you are treating a haram as halal. With your butt, it is a haram thing, but now you're making it halal. So it is very, very dangerous. And there's so much detail about this. Like for example, we sit to eat. And many times over food, meal, we're making ghibat about people. They say that you read Bismillah, and now you're eating haram. You're backbiting. You are eating haram. How many times, not one, two, in the hadith, so much detail, little what we read, but more detail. How many sahaba, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, I see fresh meat, blood in your mouth. You ate the flesh of your brother. They say, we ate roza, we didn't eat anything. You backbite about somebody. So anyway, this buzurg, they started again backbiting. This time he joined them also. He listened. At night he was Allah's wali. So Allah wanted to guide him and help him. So at night when he slept, he saw farishtas come to him and they told, this is swine, pig meat, eat it. So he said, swine, pig meat, I must eat? I can't eat it. So they say, but when you ate the flesh of your Muslim brother, then you had no problem. That is worse than this year. And then they forced it into his mouth. And it also comes on Qiyamah Day, people who backbite, that the flesh of the Muslim brother will be given to you, and who can eat it? And they will have to eat it. And what other terrible, that the fingernails will be made of brass, or copper, and a person will scratch himself all the time with that. And a person will get a disease of itching. All the time he will just be scratching himself all the time. Because you took the izzat of your Muslim brother. There are cases where we call it ghibat, to talk bad about somebody, where it's not only permissible, where it's compulsory also. Like somebody is going to murder somebody. And then you inform the police. Actually, like we will say it's ghibat, but this is compulsory. Or you inform that person, watch out, these people are coming, they want to kill you or something. Where it's compulsory. But those things are very, very difficult to make the line that where is it compulsory, where isn't it, etc. Especially other cases. And the ulama in ihtiyat, they just say, keep away from it. And these are kitabs of previous, and we not fit to read it also, to even consume it. But the ulama of our times that have written, just write generally that ghibat is haram. They don't go into the various types of ghibat, etc. So ihtiyat is for one's safety, that he must just keep away. So these are very important things. So this unfortunately happens all the time, everywhere. And people are talking, and very sad case, even if it's in a business, wherever it is, in your premises, in your time, using all your things, they will plot against you. And they will carry on talking and that. And this is a thing which unfortunately is just ongoing all the time. So Allah Ta'ala guide us and help us in all these matters.